Let's talk now about how social media is changing the conversation around normally unspoken issues like this. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. So sexual harassment and assault have traditionally been issues that are unspoken, like you said, shameful even for many women. But this hashtag MeToo campaign has flipped that on its head, and it's showing how the aggregating power of social media can be effective in starting a conversation among millions of people. I can tell you my social media feeds right now are filled with these conversations. But I wondered, how does all of this social media attention lead to real change? I took that question to Jennifer Greigel, Associate Professor of Communications at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University, who says social media has created this quick feedback loop and allowed us to start to see the scale of issues like sexual harassment and how far they've reached in our society.
You know, I think in the past, there was kind of this rhetoric around hashtag slacktivism, you know, kind of like you can't make an impact on social media. I think we have evolved a bit, and I think we have, you know, groups like Black Twitter, for example, that have shown incredible leadership on how you can organize as a group on platforms and social media such as Twitter. And we've learned a lot about how we can make our one voice matter and be heard. Now, we have to do it in organized ways, because we can't just say social media gives voice to everybody.
Yeah.
Actually, social media companies prioritize celebrities and influencers already through verification, which then also get prioritized in the algorithm. So we already see already important people stuff more. But what we do have to consider is that if we are able to organize around hashtags and campaigns, members of the public can actually kind of come together. And it's hard to do on your own. It really does take this kind of collaborative movement and understanding on how to participate through hashtags. It's impactful when it is adopted by so many people. And I think that's what we're seeing here in the Harvey Weinstein case.
Yeah. Can you give us some examples of when this has gone beyond slacktivism, when social media has resulted in real change?
Well, I think this case right here is already an example of real change. We've seen him ejected from Motion Picture Academy, and I think that we are seeing instances where people talk about things more because of large-scale kind of retweeting or discussions happening around hashtags. And let's take hashtag Black Lives Matter. You know, I think that this has been instrumental in helping not only the Black community on Twitter organize around issues around social injustice and race in this country, but it also has given an incredible amount of visibility to their call to action and what they're trying to organize around. And can we maybe necessarily map it directly to a bill change at this point? Mm-hmm. Maybe not, but I think we're getting there. I think we have to really understand the depth of issues and get people organized. And then stage two is, you know, hopefully we can start to see, you know, regulatory change, election of leadership, and things of that nature. But sometimes it's a little bit more organic, and it's not like here's what we did and here's our end result. But we have seen change, and I think we've even seen it here in the Harvey Weinstein case.
When we talk about turning this into action, there's legislative and election-based action. That's all good. But especially when it comes to sexual harassment, the conversation that came up between myself and some of my female colleagues today was sort of about, is there anything practical you can do within your own job, within your own organization?
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. where the challenge mm-hmm. seems to be. Do you think that mm-hmm. something like using a hashtag MeToo and being able to tell that story at least a little bit on social media can help change things in that way?
I do think that it's helping, because it's helping people realize that they're not alone. And one thing that we need to realize, too, is we all embark on social media daily, and we feel like we're one of 2 billion people on Facebook and hundreds of millions on Twitter. You can quickly start to feel like you are lost in the crowd and that your voice doesn't matter. And what we need to remember is that each and every one of us can impact people, and we can participate in making change. We need to remember that we can do things with our voice, even if it's just a hashtag. But also, we're starting to see people who have worked with people in this field come out and say, you know what, I am pledging not to work with people who do not share my values, and saying, you know, I am sorry, I was wrong, I can personally make change by, you know, choosing who I collaborate with, the type of work that I go into, and also speaking out when you see something that isn't right, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that, if anything, hopefully people are inspired and reminded, not just in the hashtag that we're using, but they can also translate to their personal lives and the things that they do every day, and then see how they can fit into this and help make change as well on the personal level.
All right. Jennifer Greigel is an assistant professor of communications at the Newhouse School at Syracuse University. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you very much.